Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Lisa Kirkland, and she is 4-H Youth Development Specialist for 6 counties in Iowa. Good morning to you, Lisa.
Good morning, LaVon.
Well, you know, Lisa, there are many people and many organizations that are sewing masks and gowns and all kinds of things related to the protective equipment that's needed. But I thought it was interesting. I wanted to share just one more that you've been doing in your area. So tell us about what the 4-H'ers are doing there.
Well, we started out by challenging our 4-H family. That includes members, volunteers, alumni, any of our supporters, to help us by sewing or making face masks and donating them to the organization of their choice. And we set up a challenge to do 10,000 face masks. And then along the way, we found there was a need for some surgical caps and some face mask extenders. And so we have thrown out options and patterns and so forth for people to join us in just providing and helping our communities meet the needs that are out there right now.
Mm-hmm. There must be a million face mask patterns, but you provided one. I mean, you got to start somewhere. And so how are you coming on your goal, 10,000?
Well, we reached our goal on Friday, which was so cool. So as of this moment, we have 11,722 recorded donations. So we're so super excited. We're going to continue encouraging the 4-H'ers and our 4-H family to work on these face masks, because there's still a need out there. So
there
just
is.
Because we met our initial goal, there's just, in fact, over the weekend, I got a message saying the Iowa Veterans Hospital, I want to say, out of Marshalltown was asking for and said they had a need for 10,000 face masks.
Just
so,
them. So now you can make
just
another.
Them.
Yeah, you can make another 10,000.
Right.
You'll still
right.
Be, yes. So and yeah. This isn't going away tomorrow. So these masks are going to be needed for quite some time, I think. And and it's a good way to protect ourselves and protect others. So, but you also mentioned a couple of other things. You mentioned for the folks that are working with others, the head coverings.
Yeah, so we have staff that have also been made aware of the need for the surgical cap that, again, can be washed and reused by those who are working in medical facilities, because apparently they're running short of those as well. And then people may have heard that there have been all kinds of nifty tricks out there trying to figure out how to help the ones that use face masks and use elastic, that a lot of times if somebody's wearing a face mask all day long, that it starts to really irritate behind their ears.
Mm-hmm.
And so people smarter than me have engineered a design of an extender, kind of a clip that goes behind your head, and then the elastic can hook onto that. And there's many different ways to do those. We have a pattern for something that can be crocheted, and apparently if one crochets, you can do one in about 5 minutes.
Wow.
And you attach buttons on either end, and boom, you have an extender for those face masks. Other people are using 3D printers to do the same kind of thing, and I've seen all kinds of creative ways out there that people are chipping in and helping out. And I'm so happy that in 4-H, we pledge all of the time our hands to larger service, and people really are stepping up and serving our community.
You bet. And it's interesting mentioning the extenders. There's a need. And so somebody is figuring out if there's a need, there's some way we can figure out to fill that need and look at the various options. I want to just mention the crochet one again. I'm not into knitting, crocheting, all that sort of thing. But I'll bet I could crochet these. I'll bet this is something really easy to do. And somebody wanting a pattern, Lisa, you and I talked about how could we give somebody an email address, a website address, I should say, to find this stuff. And the one for Extension 4-H is really long. But you came up with a really easy short one where they might be able to get this.
Yes. If you're interested, just go ahead and Google or put in your search bar Iowa 4-H face masks. And probably the first thing that'll come up on your list is our website. And you click on that, and as you look at the various face mask patterns, that starts out with that. And then the face mask straps or extenders, you'll see some of those, including one for a cricket and one for to be crocheted. And then there are other things on our site as well, including some ideas for 4-H members who want to turn this into a fair exhibit.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we've always got that in the back of our minds, don't we?
You bet. And that's important because lots of counties are planning on those county fairs coming up to share what they've been doing. Lisa, what counties do you work in?
I work in Emmett, Palo Alto, Pocahontas, Kossuth, Winnebago, and Hancock counties.
All right. Kind of up there in the north central. Is that how you describe that?
Right, kind of north central, yep, right alongside the Minnesota border.
All right. And how many 4-H'ers are you working with in those counties? Do you have a number at the top of your head?
Oh, goodness. I think we're, you know, a number of the counties that I serve have some pretty small numbers, but I would say at least 1,000 4-H members.
Uh-huh.
And then we have probably almost that many Clover kids that we work with.
And then there's all the adult volunteers and lots of other people just as in every area. So, you know, Lisa, I did not check out what's happening in Southwest Iowa, and there may be some of those going on. Like I say, there's so many people who are volunteering either out of just their own homes, their individuals, or with organizations and so on. So, and if they're not, well, maybe this is an idea for some 4-H'ers to say, oh, I could do that and get going on that. So mentioning,
exactly.
Yes, let's just in case somebody's listening that doesn't know about 4-H, what, and you mentioned Clover Kids. Talk about some ages here when we're talking about the 4-H program.
Sure. In most of our counties, we offer some type of Clover Kid program, and that would be available for kids that are from kindergarten through third grade. Now, sometimes counties, if they have a lot of kids, they might split those up and do a kindergarten and first grade program and a program for second and third graders or something like that, some kind of combination or mix. But generally, we think of those Clover Kids as kindergartners through third graders. And then we have regular 4-H club members that are those between the ages of fourth grade through 12th grade. And both programs are available to every young person that is out there. In fact, you know, we have kids, and I always tell people, find a club or a group that you enjoy. It may not be the one that is in your neighborhood. It may be you have to drive a little bit to find that group. You can be in 4-H in one county or another, but if you live near a county line, you can choose which county you want to participate in. And so we try to be very open and supportive of our families and their needs and what works best for them.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a lot of project-related groups or clubs. Depending on the county, they may have a shooting sports club. They might have a club that some counties have horse clubs. Some counties, I've seen more and more counties lately having gardening clubs. And so, you know, if you don't see something you're interested in, you know, most of us are game for starting something new.
You bet. And, you know, way back in the old days, it was like you had to have an animal. Well, that's long gone. If you have an interest in something, as you just said, just pursue it. And 4-H is a great way to pursue those and have extra opportunities to take advantage of that.
Absolutely. You know, robotics is another thing. You know, people don't often think, and like you say, they think of animals or they think of baking when they think of 4-H. But yeah, we're so diverse today in the different project areas that are available.
You bet. Well, we want to thank you very much, Lisa Kirkland, for visiting with us about your area that's making face masks and related products to go with that, and encourage other folks to do that. And Lisa, I want to end you. You sort of mentioned the 4-H pledge, but I want to say the whole thing. So until next time, here is the 4-H pledge. I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, my health to better living, for my club, my community, my country, and my world.